You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're digging into biblical law. This is a whole series. Let's continue on. The Bible is a law book. It's a contract. The contract is between God and us. People make the statement, I'm in the new covenant, whatever. They talk about covenants. They don't understand that a covenant is a contract. It is a legal term. They say these words without understanding what the words mean. If you're going to buy a house, you enter into covenant to buy this house, the house. The contract is a covenant to purchase the house. We have a contract to purchase us, and it's from God. Jesus paid the penalty. We're bought and paid for. To be in a covenant relationship, you have a contract. And that's what the Bible is. It's a big law book. All the wisdom of the world is contained between the pages of its cover. We should study it, meditate on it, value it, cherish it, and try to understand it. In fact, that's what Psalms 119 is talking about. I know people like reading this psalm, but they don't take it for what it says too often. Oh, how I love your law. When you think about the Bible, you pick it up, you look at it. Is that the thought that enters your mind? Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your precepts are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. Do you keep God's precepts? Let me give you an example of a precept. Adultery is violating the commandment of God. Jesus said, if you lust after a woman in your heart, you're already guilty of adultery. You're guilty of the sin. The lusting, The going through the actions in your mind, the imagination of it, is a sin. It is a precept of God's law on adultery. This is what David's talking about here. Because I keep your precepts, I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Do you hate every false way? Do you even consider the precepts of God's law like David did? Do you love God's law? It will make you wiser than the ancients. It will make you able to look up to heaven and open your arms and say, God, search my heart. You can ask him if you have any iniquity inside of you to show you so that you can repent, so that you can have a relationship with him like David did. Is that the kind of relationship you want? It's a question. Do you want to have God love you like he loved David? Then you have to love his law. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.